Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
One man is dead, another is injured after a shooting at a Detroit area mobile home park. Let's go live to Charlie Langton for the story, Charlie.
Well, Roberto, we've got a little bit of a mystery going on here in Redford. Now, let me tell you what's going on. Redford police still have the entranceway blocked off. This is at the Warwick Village Mobile Home Park. Again, blocked off with yellow crime scene tape. And police are looking for a gunman. Apparently, there was some kind of a verbal argument around 2:30 this morning that left one man dead, another shot. Both men in their 20s. Again, the gunman is on the run. Now, it appears that police are focusing on two mobile homes right in the front. This is off Joy Road, just west of Telegraph. Earlier, I'm told now, that the animal control people were out here and took some dogs from one of the mobile homes that seemed to be the focus of the police. But again, why the argument? What was it about? Where is the gunman? All that still remains a mystery here in Redford. Reporting live in Redford, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Meanwhile, a hearing is being held this morning for the man charged in a shooting at Central Michigan University that left the school's quarterback and another student hospitalized. 21-year-old Kenneth Thomas Jr. of Farmington Hills is charged with 10 counts, including attempted murder. Police say he was kicked out of an off-campus party April the 23rd when returned with a gun and he started shooting. Quarterback John Keller was critically injured. He's still in the ICU today, but now off a ventilator and is said to be recovering. Another student was also injured.
Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan is opening up access to COVID-19 vaccines for children. The mayor says the city will immediately start vaccinating kids 12 to 15, but he says the incentives offered under the Good Neighbor Program, that doesn't apply to children.
I don't want there ever to be a question that somebody took their kid in to get vaccinated because they wanted $50. We're not doing that.
Minors who show up to get their shot will need to have a parent or legal guardian with them with proof of ID.
Meanwhile, some young people are experiencing health problems post-COVID-19, and that's one more reason, health experts say, to get your kids vaccinated.
Dr. Rudolph Valentini is the chief medical officer for DMC Children's Hospital of Michigan.
2 to 5 weeks after a COVID infection, you can get what's called MISC-C, multisystem inflammatory syndrome in childhood. Some of these patients end up on heart-lung bypass. Some have died from this condition.
Other children may be experiencing health issues long after contracting the virus, even a mild case.
We've heard many anecdotal stories of families who've said their children who had COVID are no longer performing the same way in school, that they've seen some reduction in their ability to think through problems, and they have a bit of a brain fog, they call it.
Studies show the vaccine's 100% effective in preventing illness in kids ages 12 to 15. From the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
Does Macomb County really need a new jail? The pandemic has officials wondering just that.
Within the first 6 months of the pandemic, Macomb County Sheriff Tony Wickersham says all but 250 of the jail's 900 inmates have been let go.
The judges, they took some chances. They needed to get people out because they thought that COVID was, inside a jail was going to kill a bunch of inmates. And thankfully, we haven't had any major issues.
The millage for the new jail was supposed to go before the voters last year, but it was postponed.
So now it's almost like we have to go back to the drawing board because I don't know what the new numbers are going to be.
Wickersham says they may just decide to redo the facilities they have. The jail population is just over 500 now. He says it's low enough that they don't have to worry about staffing shortages. Sandra McNeil, WWJ News Radio 950.
The discussion to potentially ban vaccine passports is ongoing today in Lansing. Lawmakers are going to be before the House Oversight Committee to preemptively ban digital vaccine passports from government entities here in Michigan. The bill would make it a violation for a government building to require proof of vaccination status. Vaccine passports are currently banned in several states, including Texas, Florida, Arizona, and Indiana.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer says no taxpayer money was spent when she went to Florida to see her father. And while a spokesperson said earlier the trip was only 2 days, the governor said during her latest briefing it did span 4 days.
From a Friday to a Monday, 2 full days I was there. It was not a vacation and it was not a gift. This was a quick trip that I took. And I think it's important for people to know, like a lot of children of parents who have health issues or relatives who have health issues, I showed up when I was needed.
And the governor says she was working the whole time she was down there. She was on regular calls and conferences with her team.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.